A former elite Irish soldier has died in combat in Ukraine. It's understood the man, who was in his late 20s and from the Midlands east of the country, was killed in combat on Thursday. He'd retired from the Irish Defence Forces and was on his second stint in the war-torn country. Cathal Berry, the TD for Kildare South, is also a former member of the Defence Forces. And Cathal Berry, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
What do we know at this stage about what happened?
So tragically, Mary, we've learned that last Thursday, a former member of the Defence Forces was killed in action while fighting in Ukraine. Now, obviously, the details are still quite sketchy, but the incident is believed to have occurred around the Kharkiv region in eastern Ukraine, right up with the border with Russia. And obviously, our thoughts are with the family at the moment, which I understand is a very well-known and highly, highly respected military family from the east of the country.
And what do you know at this stage about the young man himself?
So basically, yeah, he's in his late 20s, he was in his late 20s. What's of particular interest here is that he was actually out in Ukraine about 2 years ago as well, and he was very seriously injured in an explosion. He came back to Ireland for medical treatment, but chose then to return to the front line a couple of months back. And that's where he was last Thursday when he was fatally wounded.
And unfortunately, he's not the first Irish person to be killed in Ukraine.
No, correct. So we know of three other Irishmen who've been killed, with this Graham Dale, Rory Mason and Finbar Caffrey were the three. But of note with this incident, it is the first former member of the Defence Forces that has been fatally wounded. The other three Irishmen were civilians who went out there. So it is an indicator of how intense the fighting is there at the moment, which is likely to worsen further as the winter approaches.
To your knowledge, Cathal Berry, and you may not know, I mean, are there other former members of the Irish Defence Forces currently in Ukraine?
Yeah, we understand there's a couple out there, but the numbers are very, very small. I mean, there isn't a formal recruitment mechanism at all in Ireland from the Ukrainians. Really what's happening is just people on their own initiative in a very ad hoc fashion are flying by Ryanair to eastern Poland. They're getting the train to the Ukrainian border and just presenting themselves at the border, and then they're administrated and processed from there.
And I'm sure more details will emerge over the course of the day. But for now, Cathal Berry, TD for Kildare South, thank you very much indeed for that. We have more coming up on Morning Ireland after the break. It's 10 minutes to 9.